Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and wow, a lot of people on the line, and that's not surprising because we do our 10 minutes of awesome every Tuesday night, and tonight 10 minutes of awesome is going to be from Royal Crown Brandy Shinoto out in Hawaii. But before we bring Brandy on, I want to thank everybody who's calling in, no matter where you're calling in from. I heard people calling in from Canada, Ontario, and Calgary. I heard people from Missouri and California and Connecticut and Florida and Arizona and Virginia and Hawaii and Oregon and Utah and Iowa and Texas and Kansas and Colorado and just all over the place. It's a lot of fun to be on these calls and listen in and hear people sharing information and just sharing the energy that that you bring to the table. So appreciate you being on the line. We got a lot of energy going on. We're going to talk about a 90-day run. And part of that 90-day run is our Triple R promotion going on right now, recruiting, retention, and rank advancement. So make sure that you know what activities you need to be focused on. Most importantly, to get a free ticket to convention. And you know, my world has been really focused on convention. We had an amazing field advisory board face-to-face meeting in Long Beach, California last week. And we went through convention top to bottom, everything that we're delivering, all the new products, all the new programs, all the events that we've got coming out, you know, out of convention. So lots of fun, and we're just working through the agenda right now and who's going to be speaking and wowing you all throughout the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. It really, we're going to take things to a next level. That's why we call the convention Leap, is that this is going to be a big leap forward for us as a company, and I certainly hope that you're there, and I certainly hope that you can get there for free. So check out that Triple R promotion. Speaking of big events, David Sandoval and myself, we're going to be going to Germany and the UK here to kick off June. We're going to be in Rosenheim, Germany, Saturday and Sunday, June 4th and 5th, and then over to Cardiff, Wales for our UK kickoff event, June 11th. We're really getting our act together over in Europe, so that's going to provide a whole nother level of opportunity. As I like to say, if you had the opportunity to own a local business or a national business for the same price, which would you choose? You choose the national business. If you had the opportunity to own an international business or a national business, which would you choose? You choose the international business. And we're clearly becoming an international business and looking forward to going over to Europe and starting to stir things up and having some big introductions to make their business model quite a bit like our business model. So a lot happening here in the corporate office. We're adding some new staff, expecting some new growth. And I'm proud to say a lot of that new staff is going to be coming in the sales and marketing department. So be looking for more new flyers, better communication on events, and a lot more happening going into convention and then coming out of convention, you know, all the super healthy happy hours and all the training events. And we've rebranded the Crown Universities as Diamond Boot Camp, and that was something that came from the Field Advisory Board as well as the Crowns. They like that idea of Diamond Boot Camp and getting people to Diamond in 90 days. And you know, that's really going to be the focus of our training going into convention and coming out of convention, is to make sure that people get the training they need, get the motivation they need, so that they can make their own personal 90-day run. So right before we talk about the 90-day run with Brandy Shinoto, I want to be able to give away a convention ticket. And in fact, I got one right here in my hot little hands, and I'm going to put this call into Q&A mode. So if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit star 6. Hit star 6. Shout out your name, and we'll make sure that you get your convention ticket for free. So going into Q&A mode right now. And speaking of being an international business, well,
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, but we didn't call your name. So speaking of being an international business, our winner of the convention ticket tonight is a director from Ontario, Canada. She was actually second in our recruiting promotion last month, and her name is Lisa Fournier. Lisa, are you on the line? Hit star 6.
Hi, hello?
Lisa, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
All right, awesome. Well, congratulations. You just won a free convention ticket.
Thank you very much, David.
All right. It sounds like you're in a loud place, Lisa. I don't know if people are cheering for you or what.
No, it's I'm on a three-way with Alicia, so she's at soccer.
Okay, awesome. Well, congratulations. We'll catch up to you next time. Well, there is one of our million moms in the Million Mom Movement. Freeway called in through a soccer game, and lots going on. But congratulations, Lisa. So, you know, you were one of our top recruiters last month up in Canada. And, you know, all you need to do to win a free convention ticket is to have purchased your convention ticket. Make that commitment first and foremost. Secondly, you need to enroll at least one PLC member the week prior. And I know that you enrolled lots more than one PLC member last week. The more PLC members you enroll, the more names you get into the hat, and that's why we picked Lisa's name out here tonight. You have to be on the calls Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to win your convention ticket. So congratulations to Lisa, director from Ontario. And, you know, she's making a serious 90-day run, Brandy, and I'm going to bring you on right now to talk about making a 90-day run. And, you know, probably the most epic 90-day run that we ever had was when this next speaker joined this business and, you know, grabbed arms, linked arms with a lot of her leaders from Hawaii, and she hasn't stopped running. So I want to bring on our one and only Royal Crown from Honolulu, Hawaii, Brandy Shinoto. Brandy, you on the line?
Hey, thanks so much, David, for having me on tonight. And congratulations, Lisa, on winning that ticket. This is great stuff, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always fun. You know, I mean, it's always great to give away something for free. You know, convention tickets, very valuable. So, yep, start the call off with a little energy, and I'm sure you're going to keep it going. So, you know, the subject tonight is 90-day run. A lot of people have heard about the concept. Not everybody knows how to execute it. So I'm going to turn it over to you. You can tell us a little bit about how to do a 90-day run.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that that's how I first got my business started. When I first got started with Purium, David Scoltetti, who's my sponsor and my mentor, said the only way we're going to do this right is if we launch it with a 90-day run. And I didn't exactly understand what he meant. I mean, I was so excited. I was like, 90 days? Are you kidding me? I'm going to be running for the next year. But after we got done with the 90-day run, I absolutely understood what it was and what it meant for myself, my business, and the business of my team members. And ever since then, you know, I've been with Purium for about 3 years now, and I've talked and hung out with many six- and seven-figure industry earners in the network marketing world, and they all endorse this 90-day run. Now, they don't do it. It's not cookie-cutter style, but they endorse this idea that your business, the only way to launch a business or if somebody wants to relaunch a business is by compounding time. You know, compounding activities within a certain amount of time, excuse me. And this 90-day run, the 90 days seems to be like a bit of a magic number behind creating growth in someone's business that can lead to exponential growth is really what we're looking for. So right now, I feel like we're in a magic moment. That's why all I've been doing recently is talking about a 90-day run, because I believe that there's only one time. There actually is only one time in an entire year where a 90-day run can lead up to the biggest event of our career, our yearly event of our career, which is our national convention. So I know I'm saying 90 days. We're kind of like in a, I think it's more like a, maybe like a 70-day run right now, or because we're a little bit in on the 90 days, but it's still applicable and it's still early in. I mean, we're just halfway through the first 30 days of this 90-day run. And you know, I'm excited. On my post on Facebook, I said I would be talking about mindset, because there's a mindset behind this 90-day run. And then there's also an outline that I'd like to share. But basically what I wanted to start with, David, is giving people this idea of looking at your business. And if you're serious about, you know, launching your business, you're going to look at it like you are a pilot and you're taking off in an airplane. And in order to get that airplane off the ground, the pilot has to go full throttle. Like, they have to launch. But after they get it off the ground, then, you know, he just got to go a bit more till he gets the cruising altitude. And then after that, you know, he can work off of that momentum and take the plane to wherever it needs to go. So that's kind of like where we are right now for anybody that wants to do a 90-day run, if they want to jump on, like, now, or if they want to do it later on. I want them to understand that it's not like a 365-day year commitment. It's really just this amount of time that's marked. You compound energy within that time, you launch, create this foundation that you can build from going forward.
Well, you know, Yeah, that really makes sense to me. I mean, one of the things that is so good is having that concrete amount of time that makes it feel doable. And you talked about mindset. So why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, the mindset behind the 90-day run, and importantly, like, why would somebody want to do it? Why would somebody want to do a 90-day run?
Okay, so I love talking about mindset behind things, because I really feel that when we can understand what we're doing, it's easier for us to actually execute on it, as opposed to just like, oh, you know, so-and-so said, my upline said I need to do a 90-day run, so let's do it. And then in the back of my mind, I'd be like, well, what does that mean for me? Like, why would I do a 90-day run? Like, what do they expect from me? So what I want to kind of outline is just three main points of why we would do a 90-day run and why it could benefit each and every person on the call. So first of all, like I mentioned earlier, we're launching our business. So if we're brand new, we'd be launching our business with a 90-day run. That's the best way to get started. The best way is get up, running, launch, and then build off of the activity that was created within this short period of time. Or we're relaunching our business. And that means that maybe we've been around for a bit. You know, we've been around building this business, but we're not happy with where our business is at, and we want to launch it. Then you can relaunch it. And that's what this 90-day run can do, and it is specifically what somebody would tap into in order for them to relaunch their business. So that's number one, launching or relaunching the business. Then number two, when we compound activity within just a short period of time, what we're doing is we are creating for ourselves personal momentum. And if anybody's heard my mentor, David Scoltetti, speak before, he often talks about personal momentum. Sure, we hear all throughout the industry about company momentum. We hear about this company going into momentum, or they're in momentum. And, you know, the truth is it's a bit of an urban legend, that whole company momentum thing, because what creates company momentum? Company's momentum is created by team momentum. So different teams in a company that are all creating momentum. And what creates team momentum? When people make a personal decision that they're going to create personal momentum for themselves. So when, you know, when we subscribe to a 90-day run, and when I say we, I say us individually. When I say I'm going to do this 90-day run, or a team member says I'm going to do this 90-day run, they're taking responsibility for their own business. And they're saying, in 90 days, I'm going to build off of the activities that I built off of, because my business means that much to me. And I'm going to do this consistently for 90 days, and I'm going to create momentum for myself. And that's what we're looking for here. We're looking for creating personal momentum, because like I mentioned, personal momentum leads to team momentum. And when all these teams are creating momentum across the company, then that's our hand at creating company momentum, because company momentum is not created by a company. Company momentum is created by the field. So that's the second thing, is we're creating personal momentum that will lead to company momentum. And then the last thing is we're giving ourselves an opportunity to create new habits. And we hear talk about success, and we look at successful people and unsuccessful people, and across the board we agree that successful people are successful because of the habits that they've created for themselves, and unsuccessful people are unsuccessful because of the habits they created for themselves. You can have somebody that has great intention for themselves. They have great desire, you know, for more in their life, but if they have bad habits, they're not going to have a successful business. So in these 90 days, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to, if we're new, create the right habits we need for our business, which is habits of getting into action, which is habits of consistency. It's habits of supporting people. It's habits of making money. It's habits of follow up. And if we've been in the business for a bit, it's our opportunity to make a commitment to ourselves that we're going to get rid of those bad habits that we've created, maybe bad habits of inconsistency, or bad habits of not following up, or bad habits of negativity. Whatever it is, we can take this 90-day run and personalize it to ourselves to create the habits that we need to create for the dreams that we want for tomorrow. So those are the three points, David.
You know, they're all really powerful. I love that last one about habits and, you know, taking your business to another level, taking your life to a new level. And not just taking it there, but once you see it, once you feel it, once you understand what that new level is like, you can then build it into a new habit that becomes the new regular. And so, you know, by making this 90-day run, by making this commitment and being consistent with it over 90 days, then suddenly, you know, you're able to create that consistent good work that then, you know, as you link arms with other people, you know, it all starts to take on that form of momentum, like you're saying. So is the 90-day run for everyone? I mean, you know, there are obviously different types of people, different approaches that people might have, different levels of commitment people might have to the business. So talk about how different people execute a 90-day run, or how you teach and train your leaders and your people in the field how they should do a 90-day run.
Well, that's another thing I posted about on my wall, because I said, trust me, anyone can do a 90-day run. You set the terms. I'll give you the outline, because I don't want to freak people out and make you think like you have to be some, you know, rocket science or somebody that's like literally strapping in to go to the moon and back. During this 90-day run, you're actually doing exactly what you'd be doing normally if you say you want to build a business. So yes, this 90-day run is for everyone, and yes, it can be customized, and the person who sets the terms for it is each individual that's kind of committing to doing this 90-day run. So you know what I'll do is, why don't I give the outline? It's just a basic outline of you know, how you can approach a 90-day run, and then you'll see within this outline that every person is able to kind of set for themselves what their parameters are going to be for what they're doing. But before I get started, what I want to say is what you're not giving up. Okay, so I think a lot of people might get freaked out about this idea of, oh, we're going to do this 90-day run, because they're afraid, like, what do they have to give up for it? So what you're never going to give up for when you're building your business are the two Fs, and they're faith and family. So, you know, everyone has their own version of spirituality, but they need to have something that's going to ground them, and then that's going to be their faith. So they're never going to be asked to give up their faith or the time that they have to give to ground themselves and, you know, however they ground themselves. And the other thing is family. You know, I'm not a believer in, you know, giving up now something that you're working for later. So I'm not a believer in, that's okay, give up all your time with your kids now, because later on you will have the time with them. Because if that was the case, this would be a corporate job, because that's what they sell in the 40-year career. But no, so you're going to not give up those things. Now you're going to have to set up, you know, your schedule so that you're not giving up those things. Like, I can't go in there and make sure that you're not giving up the things that are important to you, but it would be great for you within these 90 days to be able to start to have that clarity of how to organize your life and organize your daily method of operation going into this 90-day run. That's why I think it's so powerful. And if you didn't do it with a 90-day run, if you just did it casually where you're signing up, you know, two or three people a month, you would never be able to create this for yourself, create the world by which you will be building a business that's bringing in people on a regular, you know, not just two, three, we're talking 10, 15, 20 people a month. So I'm going to go through this 10-point checklist. And some of these points are super simple, but I wanted to just break them up in 10 points so you can execute on them, a couple of them easily. A couple of them might take a little bit more time, but get out your pen and paper, and I'll give you a 10-step outline. So your 90-day run, okay, so here he goes. Number one, your 90-day run should actually officially end at an event. You know, so in our case, this is a perfect time for us to do a 90-day run. We'll just backdate it, you know, the 1st of May, because we're going to be ending at National Convention. So it gives you something to visually shoot for and physically shoot for, because you will physically be at this event. So that's checked off already. Number one, it's checked off. We got the 90-day event that our 90-day run is going to officially end at. It's National Convention. So number two, set your goal. Know what rank you want to be at the end of this event. So, I mean, I think everybody on this line should know what goal they want to be rocking across stage as. So if you haven't decided yet what that goal is, then, like, make that decision tonight. Write it on paper. You want to know what rank you want to be recognized at National Convention. So that's number two. That can be taken care of pretty quickly. You're going to write these things down. The number three is make the plan. So I want you to sit, you know, in front of your compensation plan, give yourself like 30 minutes tonight. You know what your goal is. If your goal is to be diamond walking across the stage, then you know you need 15,000 points, you need three consultant legs, and you need six actively enrolled to you. Other than that, it's pretty loose, you know, how you're going to get that volume. So I want you to sit there and do the 1+1 is 2. I want you to have a plan to get you to diamond. Like if it's going to be helping one of your team members get to executive, that's going to be 6,000 points. And then you're going to have a director, which is going to be 2,500 points. And then whatever other points are going to, you're going to have a consultant, that's 1,000 points. And then anything else will be like the other quote unquote bucket where you're going to be enrolling new business and they're going to be enrolling new business. I mean, it's actually, it can be created through a lot of different means. Like you can make the 1 + 1 = 2 a lot of different ways, but I want you in 30 minutes tonight to create a plan. And that plan's not set in stone, but there's power behind you sitting there, setting your goal, and then saying, okay, I'm going to figure out the plan by which I'm going to get there. So when you have that numbers plan, you're able to look at it. So that's number three. Number four, I need you to start a new list. So this is something that successful network marketers do constantly. Successful network marketers constantly revisit their list. They revisit their list, they revamp their list, they write names over and over again because they keep that list fresh. They revisit the names that they once wrote on the list. They visit those people again. But I want you to start a new list in this 90-day run. And they're going to be the same names that you had, but I want you to physically take a pen and paper, get a new notebook, and start a new list. And you need to carry that book with you always. Because you heard me talking about compounding momentum. Within 90 days, you're going to compound momentum with the names of these people on the list. That means yesterday you sent a piece of information to one person. That means the next day you're going to send them a text message and say, hey, wasn't that before and after picture just amazing? And the next day you're going to contact somebody else. And then the day after that, you're going to contact the person you contacted 5 days ago and, you know, comment on something on their Facebook and send them a video. Like you're going to compound on all of these names in your list. And the best way for you to create this muscle that's going to generate you income is to see these names on a paper always. So I know I went a little bit on about this because I am very emotionally connected to this number. But I want you to simply write a list, and you're going to have that list with you for 90 days, and you're going to keep updating that list. Now, number five, you need to know your why. Okay, so you need to bring in that personal inspiration in your gut, deep, burning, passionate desire for why you're going to do something that makes you uncomfortable. It's not normal for us to reach out to people and to call them, and it's not normal for us to step up and step out and get on stage and talk and set up a meeting and meet somebody and put ourselves out there. It's just not normal. The American population, we're not set up for that. We're set up for that 40-year career where we sit at a desk and we're a number and we're told what to do. But you're here because you want something different, but you need to remind yourself of that, because if you don't remind yourself of why you want something different, life's going to take over. Old patterns are going to take over. Every single old synapse in your brain is going to take over. You're going to have to fight for this new piece of you. So you need your why in front of you, and you need it in a physical manifestation, not just in your head. If you're going to, you know, build a business and be ultra successful and in this realm, you're going to have to constantly remind yourself of why you're doing this, and nobody's going to remind you for you. So you need to have it on a card, or you need to have it on a mission statement that you read twice a day, a card that you look at 50 times a day, you know, a vision board that you look at every time you walk in and out of the room. Whatever it is, you need a physical manifestation of your why. And then number six, you're going to set a schedule. So now we're getting into your 90 days. You need to set your weekly schedule for the 90-day run. I suggest for you to set at least a minimum of 5 days a week where you are blocking this time. So this, you might step in and say, you know, I'm going to work the 7 days a week, Brandy, for 24 hours a day because that's how my brain works. But it's not true. When you don't set a scheduled time, then you end up kind of just meandering through your day, touching base here, touching base there, but never getting real activity done. So I want you to schedule 5 days a week, a time block between, you know, 90 minutes to 4 hours a day, whatever you can do in a time block 5 days a week. If you can do 90 minutes a day at minimum, great. If you can do 3-4 hours, great too, but you need to set those blocks. And the key is daily activity. That's the key. So if you could only do, you know, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, that would be like a 10-hour work week. But if you said, okay, Brandy, I'm going to give you 8 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday, I would take the 5-hour work week, I mean the 5-day work week. Like, get rid of this idea that you're just going to bang business out 1 day a week, because you will never be able to create compounding momentum, because compounding means you're compounding from the activity you executed on the day before, and then the next day, and then the next day. But if you're doing business, you know, once a week, you're never going to be able to compound on your activities of your interactions with people. So set your schedule for daily consistent activities. That's 5 days a week. And then number seven, you want to systemize your success. Let's put number seven as understand your systems. So you are operating in a system. If you're in the Facebook group system, you're operating in a system. If you're doing the game plan, you're operating in a system. A system is simply a process that creates success. But I want you to understand your process. Like when you get somebody started, what do you immediately do? 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, to get them up and running. I want you to sit back and look at the systems that you've currently been utilizing in your Purium business that have brought you success, and look at it and recognize that, wow, so there is a method to this madness. There's actually a system behind what I do. Because when you can start seeing things in systems, then that's when you can become ultra successful, because it allows you to teach it to others. So looking at the system, what do you do to get somebody up and running? What do you do to get a prospect in and going? Get them in and get them going. Like how, what systems are you using in your team or in your company? And then number 8 and 9 are both based around income producing actions. So number 8 is the recruiting process. That's prospecting, presenting, and closing. And then number 9 is the getting them going process, which is getting them plugged in and helping them build. I'll say that again. Number 8 is the recruiting process. That's prospecting, presenting, and closing. And then the number 9 is getting them going. That's plugging them in and helping them build. So I just listed 5 income-producing actions, which is prospecting, presenting, and closing, plugging them in, and helping them build. 5 altogether, but we're breaking them up, 8 and 9, because they're actually separate. They're separate pieces. And then number 10, the last thing is I have a challenge for you. I have a challenge for you to shoot for 30 new enrollments within 90 days. 30 new enrollments. If we spread this activity out in a year, you'd be looking at about 2.25 enrollments a month. If you did 2.25 enrollments a month in a year, you would have 30 new enrollments. So all I'm asking you to do is, with this system I've shared with you right now, with you, you know, doing your income producing actions, blocking your time 5 days a week, plugging into the system, I'm asking you to compound momentum and shoot for 30 new enrollments in 90 days. So can you imagine if you had a business where you enrolled 30 people in 90 days, or you enrolled 30 people in a year? Which airplane would actually get off the ground? It would be the airplane where they did the 30 enrollments in 90 days, and that's what I'm challenging you to do. So I gave you a list of 10 things, David Litt. This has been an awesome call, and, you know, I can hand the call right back to you. We're at the 30-minute mark.
Well, it was an awesome call, and I'll tell you this. For those of you who are listening, Brandy is going to be speaking at convention. I'm not sure if she's going to do 45 minutes, an hour, but it's going to be a big, big chunk of time. And I love how granular and how specific and how action-oriented your trainings always are, Brandy. So thanks for breaking it down into those 10 steps. It becomes really clear. I love how steps 1, 2, and 3 really are beginning with the end in mind, you know, focusing on the outcome that you want and ending at an event. And you know, and I also love that you said, hey, there are certain things that we're just not going to sacrifice. And I 100% agree with you on that, and I'm glad that you put that in there up front. So I think anybody who was scared or anybody who was confused or anybody who was uncertain about what a 90-day run is, now you got an absolute clear game plan, and you can do it or not, but you got it right there in front of you in black and white in 10 steps. So I hope that you make it happen. We got hundreds of people on the line tonight, and you know, it only matters what you take from this. As Brandy said, it all starts with your own personal momentum. So take this information, put it into action tonight, and just like she said, spend that 30 minutes tonight, make your plan, and that's going to set you up for these 90 days. So Brandy, awesome training tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Lisa, congratulations on your free convention ticket. Tomorrow night, David Sandoval, same time, same number, so we'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Aloha.
All right, awesome stuff. Thanks, Brandy.